of all things you've had to deal with.
Now look what you got to deal
with.
Tall Alaskan tales, tall Alaskan tales. No good lying through your tooth, tall Alaskan tales.
Okay, here's how this works. We're going to play a little tale, and with Neil Haglund, who is going to come and talk to us about Tuba Christmas, we thought we would honor him with this, and you need to determine, is this the truth or a no good lying through your tooth, tall Alaska tale? And Mike, you've told him to disclaimer that we're eligible to win our own prizes, and usually we do, so okay.
Why don't you play it?
Each year for over 40 years, Tuba Christmas has been a popular Christmas tradition where tuba ensembles gather in America and around the world to entertain the public and demonstrate the tuba as a truly regal instrument and not just some comedic vaudeville prop. Conceived in 1974 by Harvey Phillips as a tribute to his teacher and mentor, William J. Bell, the first Tuba Christmas was performed Sunday, December 22, 1974 in New York City's Rockefeller Plaza ice rink. In the audience at the time, a college music student by the name of Neil Haglund was so impressed with the event, he took up the tuba, vowing to perform in the following year's concert. However, like most college students, Neil was broke. So when news arrived construction of the Alaska Oil Pipeline was underway, dreams of Tuba Christmas were put on hold, and the young musician headed to Alaska to seek his fortune. While stationed at a pipeline pump station in Fairbanks, Neil tried to interest others in starting Tuba Christmas in Fairbanks. It was during a demonstration in downtown Fairbanks, Alaska, that Neil discovered playing tuba in sub-zero Arctic temperatures could prove downright dangerous. Not only did the valves on his tuba freeze up, the mouthpiece freezer burned his lips like a Texas branding iron. As a result, Neil carried a salve mixture to keep his valves and lips lubed. But because of the intense cold, the mixture would thicken, making it difficult to apply. Neil's solution? Put the salve mixture in a toothpaste tube with a hole big enough to apply it more easily. He called it tuba paste. Tuba paste became popular among other Fairbanks musicians, and it was common to hear their calls to Neil to please pass the tuba tuba. Is this the truth or a no good lying through your tooth tall Alaska tale?
So, Chrissy, ladies first, and you've done this before.
And by the way, is she related to William Bell? That didn't even dawn on me.
Yeah, he is one of my great uncles. I'm so pleased to hear that you guys are honoring him.
So what she's trying to say is because of this relationship, she's disqualifying herself from actually venturing.
Yeah, I already know the answer because, you know, Uncle Will and I are pretty close.
He had tuba in his closet, yes.
So what do you think?
I'm going to guess it's a lie.
It's a tall Alaska tale. Well, we've all been wrong once before. And so the great executive director of Food Bank of Alaska, Jim Baldwin.
Well, I'm such a, you know, gullible, compassionate person. I'm going to say it's got to be true.
You're such a loser, Baldwin. Neil Haglund, we did hook up last year. I was at TCU, and I saw Tuba Christmas done there, and the guy that was there was actually a student of Bell, and so he and Haglund, we hooked them up. So these two directors of Tuba Christmas, and we just opened up the microphone.
Let them go.
Yeah, Mike and I went and got a cup of coffee, and, you know, so talk about Tuba Christmas. So we got a whole tutorial on Tuba Christmas.